The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention. When behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a popular title of our Lord, and it's become a rallying cry lately, especially on social media, and even in politics. And it's a rallying cry that Christ is King. I'm sure many of you have heard that phrase, Christ is King. It was, in fact, the rallying cry of the Cristero War in Mexico when that brutal government tried to suppress the Catholic Church and the Mexican people rose up in rebellion. Viva Cristo Rey. Christ is King. Long live Christ is King. And all of that phrase is built upon this powerful solemnity we celebrate today of Saint Joseph. Ah, Joseph. Brothers, if we want to know how to be men, if we need an example, Joseph is our guy. He lives out beautifully Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, when God gives Adam his twofold job. Every man is rooted in his very soul and his heart, is to work and to keep the garden. That's a twofold job of Adam, therefore, by every male. And Joseph lived this out perfectly. Listen. Joseph, or rather Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, in the story of how the birth of Jesus. And he spoke about how Joseph was from the line of David. Again, why David? Why that lineage of David? Well, with the first reading today in the Gospel, 2 Samuel, the prophecy that the royal line of the Davidic kingdom would last forever. And you see this unfolding in the Old Testament. So every Jewish person knew King David, King's David, his throne, his family lineage would live on forever. And then continuing on from the prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah, again, this prophecy that the Davidic kingdom would be reestablished so that by the time of the first century, when they see our Lord, as they will do in a few short days in Palm Sunday, and we'll have the palms outside, we'll meet outside on that beautiful day, we have the palms. Well, what are we doing there? We're welcoming the King, the Messiah, into Jerusalem, because this great expectation that Jesus was from the line of David, precisely through Joseph. All of this expectation now building. And what's powerful about this and why Joseph is a great example for us men. So notice how he uses his twofold role of building the kingdom, building the garden, and keeping the garden. He uses all of his strength, his intellect, his power, his prowess to now guarding the Holy Family. His strength and all his skill is in service to Mary, to Jesus. No ego is in Joseph. In fact, no recorded words are ever attributed to the foster father of our Lord. Quiet, strong, relentless, courageous. And when we live like that, one of the powerful titles of Joseph will earn it through his example. When we live our Catholic faith like this in utter humility, we'll be known like Joseph, the terror of demons. The demons have no idea what to do with such humility.